الله الرحمن الرحيم. The subject which is under discussion in this sukkah, the unity amongst the Muslims. So with regard to that, ulama mufassirin have explained, and Allah reward them for the beautiful explanations that they have given to us. One is that which has been repeated over and over, that unity will only be on hablullah, the rope of Allah, that is Quran Sharif and on deen. Unity cannot be on false and batil things. If we can just think that we all were united and we all knew TV is haram, so we were all united on that. When some ulama started going on TV and propagating Islam on TV, they caused the division. And now the ummah became divided on that matter. When the whole ummah was knew that we cannot go to churches to pray, to the synagogues, to the temples, we were all united on that. But when ulama started going to such places and praying in those places, then division came in the ummah. So the ulama have explained that Allah Ta'ala says clearly in the Quran Sharif, وَالَّذِي أَنزَلَ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ. Allah is the one who has revealed the clear ayats. What is the right and what is the wrong. That is, for example, the basics of deen, Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. The whole world knows that Islam is the only religion that teaches true Tawheed, oneness of Allah Ta'ala. Christianity, they say also, they believe in the oneness of Allah, but they believe in Trinity, in the three gods, etc. That is no Tawheed. It is only Islam that has got Tawheed. The whole world, even non-Muslims, in fact, recently a rebirth says that they were brainwashed to think that the Muslims are bad people and we must kill the Muslim people. But he says the whole world knows that the Muslims are not terrorists. Muslims know that, Muslims believe that interest is totally haram, and that Muslims in Islam, liquor is totally haram, and adultery and fornication is haram. All these things are the fundamentals of deen, which everyone knows. So in there is no difference of opinion. They are ayatum bayyinat, clear matters. So now when a great pity that ulama started making difference in this, this is the which is prohibited in Islam. Then there are other differences also which are in our deen as far as masalas are concerned. Like the differences between a Shafi and a Hanafi, whether we pick up, make Rafi Yadain or we don't make Rafi Yadain. Whether we say Ameen loudly or we don't say loudly. Those Allah Ta'ala says, wa ukhara mutashabihat. And there are other ayats and other laws and rules of deen, of Sharia, that there are differences of opinion which are allowed. There are differences of opinion which are allowed. Those are not prohibited. But those are prohibited which are in the fundamentals of deen. Like we all believe in the kalima or imani mufassal. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi. There is no difference of opinion in there. We are all united in that. But the differences are in some minor issues, some masalas. So we must not confuse the two. The Salafis, they try and play on this point and they say that how come we have got differences? We all must be united. And on what must we be united? They say don't follow Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi. Then who must we follow? They say follow us. So they want to be the fifth imam. There are four imams and that is sufficient for us. No fifth imam there is in any way whatsoever. And in any case, what do they know about deen like Imam Abu Hanifa knew? What Imam Shafi'i rahimahumullah knew? They don't know anything. They are the products of this time yet. They were the products of the time of the Sahaba and the Tabi'in. They were the people who had taqwa, who had piety, who had knowledge. So we follow them and they did not teach us anything of their own things. They taught us from the Quran and Hadith and made it easy for us to follow. So So these differences of opinion are not in the matters of the furu'i masalas, the branches of deen. The differences as far as masail are concerned, these differences which are prohibited are in the basics of deen, the fundamentals of deen. So we must stick to that. Then ulama have written the next ayat that will come in front, that there must be a group of people to always preserve and enforce this correct belief and right way of Islam. And unfortunately, because we don't have that group, now we find that even the ulama are going in the wrong direction. So much so that now the end following the different ways comes with all its baggage. Like when we were following our proper Islamic way, there were hardly divorces in the Muslim community. But today, divorce is a common thing. There was no question of drugs in a Muslim community. But today, good people are drug addicts also. There was no question of porn in a Muslim community. But this also has become common. Because we are following in their ways, so that baggage comes with it. All the drug addiction, the amount of divorces that are taking place, it's all unbelievable. But this is because we no more following an Islamic way of life, we're following the way of the life of the kuffar. We've just got a little bit added of our Islam, we make our namazes, etc. But our lifestyle is not Islamic lifestyle. Our lifestyle is that of the kuffar. Our education system, we give preference to school and university education. Our lifestyle, holidays, etc., following their sports, etc., all the things of the kuffar, we have got that in our life. Though outwardly we are making namazes also, we got beards and topis also, women have got burqas also. But basically, our houses, go and see our lounge, go and see our bedroom, our bathroom, everything is on the style and the pattern of the kuffar. It isn't on Islamic style. So much so that almost all homes and people without reason are using the high toilet. If a person has got he can't use it, he's got back pain, joint pains, knees, etc., it's a different thing. But today, little children are potty trained also on the high toilet. Everything of their way of life, that is our way of life. So for that, the next ayat commands us that we must have a group of people to enforce the Islamic way of life. That we all must follow the Islamic way of life. Then we will have the great barakah and the great, all the rahmat which Islam promises in this world and in the akhirat also. And when we are following in the ways of the kuffar, yeah, in this world already we are seeing which family is there where there are not divorces. Which family is there which haven't got a drug addict? Which family is there which haven't got all these problems in the families? All these problems are there. That is in this dunya. What is going to happen in the qabr and in the akhirah? So it is necessary that at least we, for ourselves at least, we become conscious and we live a proper Islamic way of life and not copy the way of the kuffar. And we unite on this correct Islamic way of life and not bring in the kuffar way from the back door, that is from within Islam. Now with this, all the things which have come in, for example, Darwin's theory of evolution, which is taught in all the schools, even Muslim schools, the Big Bang theory is being taught. And then now they are introducing this LGBTQ. So there will be lesbians in the Muslims also. Already they are. Homosexuals in the Muslims. All the worst filth and dirt is coming in the Muslims also. So it is necessary that we stand up. Everyone must stand up. We just leave it to one or two individuals. That is not the solution. When the flood is so strong, it is necessary for all of us to stand up and fight this evil. Then this evil will go out of us. Otherwise, we, our families, and Allah make rahm on our children and grandchildren. What will their condition be if we don't stand up for Islam and for deen? May Allah give us all tawfiq and understanding. Subhanallah.